We're talking now with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. And Ben, it's hot here on the Southern Plains for sure, across our countryside, and that has impacted our markets the last couple of weeks, hasn't it?
It has, you know, starting there Thursday, that board was down big, you know, there at Woodward, a lot of our heifers were pretty even money, really. Some of the steers be a little lighter, and then when we turned around and took it down $4 or $5 on Friday, we knew probably something else was going on. And then yesterday, kind of 4 to 8 lower, finishing back 4 lower. So we sure took some money off of it yesterday in Oklahoma City.
And, you know, what seemed, I mean, obviously we had a pretty light number, what, 3,000, about 3,800, I think was the final number I saw, right?
Yeah. Yes, 38 compared to about 6,200 a year ago.
What? Why are we just don't have a whole lot of cattle to move right now? Our folks are reluctant to come into some of this uncertainty. What's going on that our numbers are that much lighter?
I think a lot of it, I think it's heat. I think, you know, we have had some rain and there is some grazing around. You know, we got into August. This is typically what the heat we get into now. And I think I've talked to several guys that's got barns, and they're from, you know, kind of 3 or 4% up to 10% off from a year ago. So I think it's just the numbers tighter, like we knew was going to happen, Ron.
So we finally really seen that catch up in a very significant way, aren't we?
I think so. And then that's something that's going to be good is we've had enough grazing and enough rain that we've scattered these placements out further as well.
So you mentioned that we were significantly lower as far as the prices were concerned at Oklahoma City yesterday, right?
Yeah, I kind of called it 5 to 10, in some instances 15 lower. You know, we had some 1,000-pound steers I didn't think was much cheaper at all yesterday. We had a little small package, 18 or 20 black steers, home raised, and they bring right at 230, you know, and I don't know that that was any cheaper, but yes, we did sell them cheaper. The wean steers were way on up in there. We sold several of those good wean type four weight steers at 340, 345, but them soft calves would sure been cheaper.
So they were buyers, they were interested. They were very, very picky, though, it sounds like.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. With the stock market and all the you know, the exchanges across the world now, and I think everybody was just kind of a little cautious. Got the board up this morning right close to a dollar on these feeders, so maybe we can find a bottom here. These feeder cattle and fats have run for a few weeks here, and we've got a good market. They're still bringing good dollars per head. We would just like to have it back, you
know? As always. What are you hearing from the family as far as for Comanche and Woodward this week?
I think we'll be a little lighter. We got some yearling deals coming to Woodward on Thursday. I hadn't talked to Peyton much yesterday about what they got. They had a good run last week. But I think some of these feeder guys will probably wait and see what that board does today and tomorrow, maybe before they pull the trigger on what they're going to do.
Right. What folks want to talk about the market with you? How did they get a hold of you?
Just call me on my cell phone, Ron, 940-631-2333. We'd like to help you any way we could.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. That website that they have got all their information on is westerncommissioncompany.com. You can find out more about the Western Livestock Commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. They, of course, operate on Monday, Tuesdays. You've got the Comanche market, the Woodward market they operate as well as Knoxville, Iowa at the same time. So some great marketing opportunities around the countryside from Ben and his family. Give them a call at your convenience. They'd love to help you. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.